This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dr. Marcus Martin is a professor and past chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at UVA. He is the vice president and chief officer for diversity and equity at UVA, and he joins me live in studio. It's a great honor to welcome you here. Thanks for coming in.
Well, Coy, thank you very much for inviting me. It's my pleasure to be here, and it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day,
yes. And
it's not the day we want to be sitting inside, but we'll get out there really soon. We want to talk about your office and the efforts, and I know your office has nothing to do with the tragic death of Yardley Love, but I know you join us all in this community in just expressing our well wishes and our thoughts and our prayers to the friends and the family of this really beautiful,
yes,
intelligent, strong young woman who was so tragically killed.
Absolutely. This tragedy touches us all. In my capacity as a father of three students who've graduated from UVA and one who is still here as an administrator, as an emergency physician, and as just a person of this community, it really hits home very hard. And as you're probably aware, I was the vice chair of the Virginia Tech Review Panel. And there are a lot of things to consider when something like this happens. But first and foremost, the families, two families involved, and then the greater family here in the university.
Yeah, and we'll move on, but let's just underscore the fact that there are many people like you at the University of Virginia who have tremendous experience, very, very intelligent people who are committed to reviewing policies and protocols and trying to prevent anything like this from even being possible again in the university community,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Dr. Marcus Martin is my guest in studio. Again, he's the Vice President and Chief Officer for Diversity and Equity at the University of Virginia. What exactly is that office? And I'll preface it by saying this. Yesterday, I was sharing a little bit of history of the university in light of the anniversary of Kent State, and I was talking about what was going on at UVA at the time in May of 1970, 40 years ago this week. UVA students were marching on Cars Hill at the home of President Edgar Shannon, and they were calling for not only an end to Vietnam and the university's participation with any type of deals that benefited the Department of Defense, but they also significantly were calling on more diversity. The administration and the Board of Visitors' commitment to diversity at the university. So this is the 40th anniversary of that plea on the part of students.
Right, and you make a good point with that. In terms of the modern day approach to things with the creation of the Office for Diversity and Equity, it came about after a 2003 Commission on Diversity and Equity was formed by President Castine. And out of that commission report, they recommended, amongst other things, the creation of the Office for Diversity and Equity. The commission actually was put together because of a series of racial incidents that occurred. One actually was a racial assault around 2003. And, of course, just a few weeks ago, there was a racial incident on the corner. So those incidents continue to happen, perhaps not to the same degree that they happened in the past. But it's all about making this community and the university a welcoming community, welcoming environment. And the Office for Diversity and Equity tries to do that. We interact with the community. We also interact with the major academic and administrative units at the university. We have representation from all of the schools, the VP units, the president's office, some of the student organizations, and some staff organizations to come together on a monthly basis as the Diversity Council to consider strategies and ideas and to provide insights to each other, recommend programs, centers, and departments. Basically, we promote diversity and equity. We're not a recruitment or retention center. We're not the admissions office, but we work with admissions. We work with the VP or vice provost for faculty recruitment and retention. So we do a number of things that we're called upon to do. Do many things. The responsibility basically is to help with the promotion of an inclusive, welcoming, respectful environment, and embrace diversity as a core value at the university.
We're talking with Dr. Marcus Martin, and the phone lines are open, 977-1070. You can learn more online at virginia.edu/VP diversity. So what exactly does diversity look like? I mean, when we talk about we want this to be, I think we can all sort of understand what it means to be a more welcoming community,
right?
Where you create a community at the university that would be more welcoming of those right. from diverse backgrounds right. And even countries. What does it
yeah.
look like?
Yeah, I think when we talk about diversity, we also talk about inclusion, and we also talk about equity. And there are a host of human factors, human variations that come into play with race, ethnicity, color, creed, national origin, age, religion, gender, gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, disability, language, culture, socioeconomic status, and then the diversity of ideas and perspectives. So for me, it is including every human being and perspectives and ideas and being respectful of those. Because when we come together as diverse individuals, we all bring something different to the table, and there is an opportunity for new knowledge and to advance new ideas.
So this goes way beyond race when we talk about the University of Virginia's
exactly.
commitment to diversity.
Right.
We're not just talking about race.
No, we're not talking about race. As a matter of fact, one of the early symposiums that the office held, two of them, were symposia on race. And basically, that is exclusive in a way. And so this past spring, we held a conference on diversity, equity, and inclusion. It was a conference on media, democracy, and diversity. And we included at least 50 constituents around grounds, faculty, staff, and students to help with the planning of this conference, and it was quite successful. So the idea is to bring as many people to the table as possible and bring those ideas to the table, because once you begin to pigeonhole or make it a narrower type of approach, then you become perhaps a secondary office backing up another office.
Right, right. And it really speaks to the vision of the University of Virginia as this place where this where the Enlightenment would be kept alive and would grow. I mean, that was Jefferson's hope that the,
right.
you know, we're going to create this place out in the country that will ensure that the Enlightenment will not only stay alive,
yeah.
but that it will grow, it will prosper. And the whole project, the whole exercise is based on this conversation yeah. of different people from different backgrounds coming together.
Exactly. Diversity benefits all of us. When people of different backgrounds, perspectives come together, they usually exchange ideas and they question assumptions. You can question my assumptions. I can question your assumptions. And but when it's all said and done, the academic rigor is increased and we broaden the horizons. And we usually walk away with something new and better that's beneficial to all.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Marcus Martin of the University of Virginia. He's the Vice President and Chief Officer for Diversity and Equity. Let me ask about your background, because this
yeah.
is, in many ways, this is your at least your third career.
It is.
A chemical engineer,
yes.
then an emergency a physician, and now, you know, administrator at the university with
right.
an incredible responsibility and charge. So give it some of this background. It's an incredible story.
I've had a wonderful background, a wonderful upbringing in a small community in the mountains, in Allegheny Mountains, Covington, Virginia. So I went to an all-black high school. There were 20 boys and 20 girls, and so you got to do everything, you know, in my class. Now, not 40 in the whole high school, but 40 in my class. And so I got to play football and baseball and basketball, sing in the glee club, and at halftime football games, I'm wearing my cleats and you know, uniform, playing my trumpet, marching, entertaining the crowd. Have 5 minutes, go in, eat an orange, get instructions from the coach, go back, be the quarterback, and then play defense. So it was a fun time. And then I got the opportunity to go to NC State University, probably my first or second time out of town. And so I went to Raleigh and majored in chemical engineering and pulp and paper technology. Came from a paper mill town. So with the chemical engineering, I had all the prerequisites for medical school. Meanwhile, I walked on and played football at NC State. So I was the first African-American varsity football player there and played a little bit on defense. And that was a great experience. The players from those days back in the mid to late 60s, we still communicate with each other. And when someone has an illness or an issue and needs some support, we communicate and we try to provide that. So that was a great experience. But I was, when you look at the picture, and I show it to students from time to time, my face was the only face of color out of about 100 faces on the picture of the players and the coaches and so forth. So that was a growing experience, going from an all-black high school and community to a school that had only 100 black students.
Now, what was that like? Because in light of, you know, the University of Virginia making this sincere effort and going to great lengths to set an example for the nation of being a welcoming university, was NC State a welcoming university when you got there?
The students were welcoming. The faculty, as far as I could tell, were welcoming. I did have some issues with alumni. Alumni had issues with me, you know, integrating the team. But all told, the support was there. Now, not like it is at institutions now. There were times when I felt isolated. I was studying by myself, particularly after football practice, golf practice, trying to get those formulas just right. And consequently, not having the support group to, you know, to be the most academic person I could possibly be. However, passed all my subjects, did well, worked every summer in the paper mill, and had the prerequisites to apply to medical school, Eastern Virginia. So I went there as the first black graduate of Eastern Virginia Medical School, actually in the very first class. And that, again, was another experience where I'm immersed in a population in an academic setting where I'm the only minority, other than the fact we had, you know, women who were minorities at that time. But during the 60s, the students in my high school didn't consider going to the University of Virginia. You know, as you know, the first graduate, Ridley, 53, got his PhD, but the first undergraduate that was black got his undergraduate degree in 1959. So we didn't consider coming to UVA. And of course, women didn't start attending UVA until the 70s. But I didn't feel like I was an outsider at NC State, but I didn't feel like I was fully integrated into the system. I thought about that earlier today when you have these guys on grounds, you know, 96 black boys and most of us all in engineering and 4 black girls. Dates are hard to come by. And so there were schools around like St. Augustine's College in Shaw. And occasionally, you know, a guy may get the nerve up to go to ask someone out on a date of a different ethnicity, different race.
We're talking with Dr. Marcus Martin. The website, fantastic website. You can learn a whole lot more. It's virginia.edu/VP diversity. And then so chemical engineering and medical school. Yeah. Not only are these things tough just all by themselves, but you have the added stress and pressure of being a minority. And that's something I think that, you know, middle-class white folks coming to UVA, these they're children to me, but they don't often appreciate the extent to which this, the people of minorities and diverse backgrounds, whether it's race or otherwise, face these added stresses and pressures.
No, you're absolutely right. It's almost like you can't make a mistake. However, once I completed medical school, then I worked in the public health service in New York and Indian health service in New Mexico on a Navajo reservation, which again was another immersion in a different culture. So it seems like I would go from one experience to the next, different type of immersion, and would learn more and more as I went along. The emergency medicine part was really, I think, the career builder for me related to diversity. Because if you think about it, emergencies can happen to anybody. And over the course of nearly 30 years, if you can think of the type of person, type of background, type of emergency.
You saw it all, didn't you?
Right. And then when a person walks in, you don't, that's not the first thing you think about, the race, ethnicity, or the other human variations. What you think about is the person who's suffering, who needs intervention, who needs their life saved, or who needs something to make them more comfortable, and you don't want to make mistakes there. So I've been in situations where I've been called names, but that was very rare. And, you know, you get tough skin. You address the issue, And sometimes you have to have your colleagues, like I did a lot of teaching with medical students and residents, et cetera. Perhaps I would send a resident in, go in and get the information, come back and let's talk about it, and then I'd go back.
Right.
But I'd always go back. I'd always go back to the patients.
Dr. Marcus Martin is Vice President and Chief Officer for Diversity and Equity at the University of Virginia. Can you stay with me a few minutes?
Absolutely.
We'll take a break for local news and weather. We'll continue this conversation in just a few minutes right here on News Radio 1070 WINA. We're talking live in studio with Dr. Marcus Martin of the University of Virginia. He's the Vice President and Chief Officer for Diversity and Equity. It's online at virginia.edu/VP Diversity. He's also a professor and past chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at the University of Virginia. Let me ask you and just explore a topic with you. A lot of the criticism of efforts to have a more diverse community, whether it's a, you know, especially a university community, mm-hmm. you'll hear people say, well, you know, we open the door to a diverse people from diverse backgrounds, and then when they get here, they just self-segregate. And there's the Asian kids sitting over there all together, and there's the African-American kids sitting all there, you know, in the cafeteria. And you see that in high schools, you see that in universities. What's your experience with that issue?
Well, one of the goals for the Office for Diversity and Equity is to enhance the student experience in ways which strengthen positive group identity. So it's a good thing to socialize and associate with those people from your identity group. But also, we try to facilitate cross-cultural engagement because we don't want people isolating themselves into groups and never really learning anything about anybody else. And you're absolutely right. It wouldn't be any real difference than years gone by. And we were talking earlier about the 60s and the 70s, 60s for me at NC State, and I mentioned the 70s here in terms of women first starting here. I was speaking of undergraduates.
Yeah,
of course,
so in the college, right?
We had women, professional school, graduate school. As a matter of fact, we held a recognition for the early days African-American graduates from the 50s and the 60s. We held that this past September, which was quite successful. And
That was that panel discussion.
Well,
right?
It was,
yeah,
and those individuals came back. 25 of 50 people who could possibly have come back felt the environment was quite welcoming. And two of the individuals were early graduates of the medical school in the 60s, and they were African American females.
Wow! So they were there. You know,
yeah.
And they're and taking advantage of the education, the stellar education that was offered, and participating with other students.
Right. And the students have opportunities to participate in many, many events. As a matter of fact, we have an online application for funding that students can apply to support their events. And we look very closely at the events to make sure that they are promoting it with cross-cultural activity or engagement. I mean, that's a good thing to get students to step out of their comfort zone and to engage in people who are not like them.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the leadership at the university. President Castine, after 20 years and a significant, is not strong enough a word for his impact on this university. I don't think we've seen anything like this since Edwin Alderman in terms of a president that has left such a mark on the university and every aspect of the university. His legacy regarding diversity, and also the incoming president, Teresa Sullivan.
Exactly. That's a great question. As a matter of fact, the Office for Diversity and Equity established a new award in John Castine's name. It's the John T. Castine III Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Leadership Award. And it was presented to President Castine on April 2nd during the luncheon for the Media, Democracy, and Diversity Conference. And as you said, he's got a long history of supporting, having a commitment to diversity and equity. So being president of the University of Virginia since 1990, he's done quite a bit. From 75 to 82, he was the dean of admission. And he traveled all over Virginia, encouraging the daughters and sons of minority families to apply to the university. And then, a lot of people don't know this, but he served as Secretary of Education for the Commonwealth of Virginia from 82 to 85. And during that time, he overhauled Virginia College desegregation efforts. So, I mean, that's more than the usual person would do. As university president for the past 20 years, he's been strong in his leadership. He has created an environment that fosters diversity and equity. And as I mentioned earlier, he created a commission in 2003 the President's Commission on Diversity and Equity, which actually led to my office now, which is a little under 5 years old. And then a real big one is the development of Access UVA, which has opened the doors for a lot of students who otherwise would not be able to afford to go to.
And that program has become a national model, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a national model. And what we've seen since the program has been in existence the last 6 years or so is that there's been an increase in the percentage of students coming to the university who require and are receiving financial aid. So,
and a lot of them first-generation college students, you know, who wouldn't necessarily have gone to college without this particular program that reaches out to them.
Right. So I kind of leave you with a statement that President Castine made some years ago. He said, "We value diversity here because it has to do with the human richness, the variety of experiences and backgrounds, and perspectives and reasons for learning that distinguish us as people based on our own backgrounds, our own expectations, our own prior experience." And so for his commitment to the ideals of fairness and diversity, he was the first recipient of this award, John T. Castine, a third Leadership Award in Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And subsequently, each year, we will have a nominating committee that will look at nominations, and hopefully we'll have some nice awardees going forward.
So the Castine Award. Yeah.
That's right. It's the Castine Award in Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
Dr. Marcus Martin at the University of Virginia. He's the Vice President and Chief Officer for Diversity and Equity, Professor and Past Chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at UVA. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. And I'll leave you with this one statement that my predecessor would say all the time, and I agree with that, that diversity is a part of excellence and not apart from excellence.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks for being here.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.